Your mother always told you, I love you both the same. But he got her affection, and you got all her blame. On her dying day, she told you, I'm giving you a task. Look after your brother, it's all that I ask. It's all that I ask. And she said, blood is thicker than water. And she lay down. Sometimes you'd like to leave him, once you even tried. But you know you don't have the heart to be the leaving kind. So in the moments before sleeping, you say a little prayer. Lord, help me with my burden. It's more than I can bear. It's more than I can bear. And you whisper, blood is thicker than water. And you lay down. You dream of a far off frozen lake. You leave no note. You leave no trace. But blood is thicker than water, so you hang around. You behold no beauty, no pleasure, and no sin. You know the wind is blowing by the weather vane that spins. Seems living for another has worn you down with time. You've gone to seed out in the field. You've withered on the vine. You've withered on the vine. But you know blood is thicker than water. So you hang around. Yeah, you know blood is thicker than water. So you lay down.
That's Campbell Woods with a live version of Blood is Thicker Than Water. That's a song from his great debut album, Oxford Street. Campbell is our special guest in the Folk Roots Radio studio at the Folk Music Ontario Conference. And I've met Campbell, I think, 2 years ago when he was part of the youth program at the conference, a wonderful program where young players are mentored by experienced folk musicians in Ontario. And Campbell's come a hell of a long way in 2 years. Great to be able to talk to you today. You must be pretty pleased with the way things have gone in the last couple of years.
You could say that, yeah. Yeah, it's been going really, really well, and feel grateful to be doing what I'm doing now.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit about where you're at. Oxford Street, I think, came out earlier this year. I think it's definitely a 2017 album,
2017,
right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about the album and how you feel about the reception.
Well, it's nice to be doing this interview at Folk Music Ontario because the album sort of had its origins in this conference. In that year when I was doing the youth program, I was being mentored by Drew Gonsalves from Cobo Town, and we just had a really, really great time together, and I learned a lot from Drew. Brian Kobayakawa was also a mentor that year, and we connected at the conference and sort of in the back and forth of emails after the conference, we decided to make the album together. Like he sort of reached out and suggested this plan that we record these songs. So it all sort of started here. And I was at school in Halifax at the time, finishing my BA. So the recording, it was sort of done over a series of visits to Toronto. We recorded it in Toronto at the Lincoln County Social Club with Brian producing. So it took a while to make. It was like it was a great experience for me, like doing a first album that way, really getting to sit with all the material for a long time and sort of take it slow. Yeah, and then ultimately finished it, released it in the spring of 2017, and then I've basically been on tour since releasing it at the end of April. Tour started in Vancouver and went to Ottawa. We did like 30 dates this spring and summer, and then 9 shows in the Maritimes, like mostly in Nova Scotia and New Brunswick.
And excellent reviews. I know that I love the album. I think it's certainly one of my favorites of the year. I don't think there's any doubt about that.
Thank you.
Am I right in thinking that you now live out west as well?
Well, I did for a time. Okay. I spent the past winter in Victoria. My partner is there for school. She's still there. So I was living there through the winter, working in a bakery and plotting this tour that I've been on. So it was really nice to get to kind of hibernate there and plan the next phase. But I've since moved away from there and have been on the road and traveling and haven't really landed in the next place yet. So still
and
in the
you moment. Like this life? You're quite happy with this sort of itinerant songwriter type life?
I really do enjoy it. I find being on the road very energizing. And I find sort of being still in one place a little bit harder to deal with these days.
So you gave us a live version of Blood is Thicker Than Water. Tell us a little bit about that song.
That song, it started with thinking about the Book of Mice and Men by John Steinbeck and thinking about the relationship between those two characters, George and Lenny, I think. I was under the impression that they were brothers. So I had this idea about, you know, relationship between brothers being complicated in that story. They get each other into all kinds of trouble, but ultimately the sort of the bonds of family are the strongest thing. It was only after I had written the song that I think my sister, I don't have any brothers, I just have a sister, and she reminded me that they aren't actually brothers, they're friends. But the song was done already, so. And I do a fair bit of writing that way, sort of just being inspired by a character, scene in a movie or something in a book.
So does that mean that you might come up with ideas for songs that maybe you don't have a melody to go with them? Or
yeah, certainly. I think I usually start with words and sort of a story or an image or something that I want to evoke, and maybe like a really kind of like basic melody, like just sort of 3 chords and sort of messing around. But in the early stages, I think that's usually just a way to come up with more words. That's where it starts for me.
You know, it's interesting you say that, because I remember when you were in the youth program, I think the song you played was about the Mad Trapper.
Yeah.
And that's on the album, right?
Yes.
There's a new version of that song, which was just a demo when you were in the youth program on there. But that's another one of those songs where it was a story that you wanted to put to music.
Yes. Yeah. And that came about the same way. Like I think this is a fantastical story, and I want to tell it. And
yeah. Well, you have a guitar with you. We've already had one live mm-hmm. song. What are you going to play for us now?
Next, I'm going to play a song off the album called If She Stays. If she stays, I'll make a plan. Be some kind of better man. When I have no leg to stand, I won't fight it, I won't try to hide it. If she stays, I'll be a friend. You know when it's my time to mend, 'cause I can't help but to defend. And it leaves me nothing, it only leaves me wanting. But if she stays, I'm gonna get right back in line. If she stays, I'll be keeping perfect time. If she goes, I'm gonna burn this list of things that I do. Oh, if she stays. If she stays, it won't be long. Words stop coming out all wrong.
'cause I know where they all belong, but I don't say them. If she stays, I'll meet her there and listen to all of her cares. In love and pain, we both must share, or we're no more than strangers. But if she stays, I'm gonna buy a big bottle of wine. If she stays, I'll be keeping perfect time. If she goes, I'm gonna burn this list of things that I do. Oh, if she stays. If she stays, I'll hurt no more. Trouble around my cabin door. Dark clouds will not hover, or I'll escape them. But if she stays, I'm gonna get right back in line. If she stays, I'll be keeping perfect time. If she goes, I'm gonna burn this list of things that I do. Oh, if she stays.
That's Campbell Woods with a live version of If She Stays. If She Stays is on the debut album by Campbell Woods, which is entitled Oxford Street. Campbell Woods is our special guest on Folk Roots Radio. We're at the Folk Music Ontario Conference. Tell us a little bit about the live experience. What is it like when people come and see you live?
These days, I am typically playing solo, quite similar to what you're hearing right now, sometimes as a duo. The set ranges, I mean, I'm getting more and more interested in writing sort of storytelling songs. Like I've always been moved to do that, but I think I'm taking it more seriously and like really striving to just have a sort of night of that. You know, I really respect songwriters that can just tell story after story. I'm a big fan of the sort of school of like really sad songs and really funny stuff in between. I think Lynn Miles is a good example of that.
Well, when you talk about songwriting, does that mean that, you know, when you mention about you getting more focused on storytelling, does that mean that you're already thinking about songs that might be on your next album?
Yes, absolutely. I am planning on recording some more stuff in the winter this year, and having it out fairly promptly. Having the experience of recording Oxford Street sort of over a long period of time and being able to sit with it, I think, was a wonderful introduction into recording an album, and I'm kind of looking forward to flipping the process on its head a little bit and seeing how much I can do on my own to try and keep it fairly simple. And I've got lots of the songs together already, and it's just a question of getting them down on tape or computer.
Or whatever the technology
is. Yeah.
So, I mean, basically it's trying to take more control of the process.
Yeah.
Does that mean that maybe you'll come up with a set of demos and then decide maybe you want to pull a producer back in, or rather than doing them yourself, or really just depends where you're at that point?
That's a good question. I've got the demos together, and it's a question of, I think I want to try and see how much I can do on my own, and if that means going into a studio and having an engineer, because I don't have that technical ability, but just in terms of like production and arrangement. I mean, I love to collaborate, and I would love to continue to collaborate, but to approach it with a sort of top down, right, me in control, you know, yeah. Which is not to say that that wasn't the case on the first record, but just to sort of keep it more of a, like a personal process. And that's not to say that the songs are like personal and introspective, but anyway, just experimenting with a different way of doing it.
No, yeah. That's great. Well, it's been great to have you join us. Well, if people want to learn more about your music, how can they do that?
Oh, you can go to campbellwoodsmusic.com, Facebook and Instagram, Campbell Woods Music at Facebook, and Woods Campbell on Instagram.
So we have one song left to play. What are you going to play for us?
I'm going to play a song that will be on the new album. It's one of the sort of earlier songs that I wrote, and it just never found a place on Oxford Street. So I'm looking forward to reworking it a bit and having it on this upcoming album. It's called Van Gogh. How's the baby? Remember to sing to him. It'll be a week before I can call again. Oh, the warden is cracking down on us all, and I can't find myself a dime behind these prison walls. You don't think that life is kinda sad? Me and Van Gogh do, but mister, it's just the manic depressive blues. They're acting up again. They're acting up again. Well, I see him on his way each day. He doesn't even have money to pay for the rose he brings. And the smell of hospital is like home, and she won't get to see him grow. It's the aggressive kind. You don't think that life is kinda sad? Me and Van Gogh do, but mister, it's just the manic depressive blues. They're acting up again. They're acting up again. And I'll take 450 volts to my head, spend the month in bed, and forget about my pain. I'll have the number 3 with fries if you please, and occupy my window seat every Friday at 5. She used to love it when I'd take her tray and pretend like we were 17 again, with all these years gone by. You don't think that life is kinda sad? Me and Van Gogh do, but mister, it's just the manic depressive blues. They're acting up again. They're acting up again.
That's Campbell Woods with a new song, Van Gogh, recorded especially for Folk Roots Radio Live at the Folk Music Ontario Conference. And Campbell, that was wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Jan.
See you next time.
All right.